No, I guess one potential option would be instead of using bevacizumab to use cetuximab. Can you talk about what we know about cetuximab in non-small cell, what your thoughts are about it, and why you would choose in this situation bev as opposed to cetuximab?
I think that that is obviously a very good question. So let's remind ourselves about the results of the study that was presented at ASCO last year.
That was the FLEX trial.
So that study showed an improvement in survival with the addition of cetuximab for patients with non-small cell lung cancer. However, it did not show a difference in progression-free survival. And I'm puzzled by that. In fact, I have asked during a number of talks that I have given if someone could give me one example of a therapy in oncology, not even lung cancer, in oncology in general, where there was no change in the progression-free survival, but there was an impact on overall survival for patients with metastatic disease. And I'm yet to hear any such example. They may exist, but I haven't heard of them. So in that case, I think that one needs to be a little careful in incorporating that into clinical practice. I think that it has been said a number of times that perhaps for patients that have a formal contraindication for the use of bevacizumab, history of hemoptysis, for example, it would be reasonable to incorporate cetuximab. And I think I would agree with that based on the survival improvement, it is reasonable to consider that incorporation. But it's certainly something that I've not embraced yet due to this discrepancy between the overall survival and the progression-free survival.